around this time last year, the Israeli parliament banned UNRWA from operating in the country and banned anyone from having any contact with it. UNRWA is the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. It was set up in 1949 and it remains the only UN agency dedicated to one group of people. It has provided healthcare, education, humanitarian aid and cash assistance to millions of Palestinians in the occupied territories and across the Middle East. So what is its role now as a fragile ceasefire continues in Gaza, but millions are still waiting on aid? John White is its deputy director in Gaza. He's here this morning. You're very welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Audrey.
So since October of last year, John, what has UNRWA been able to do in Gaza? Were its functions prohibited in any way because of the Israeli legislation?
So basically, up until the end of January, UNRWA was able to function as normal, if you can use the word normal in the context of what's happened in Gaza. So during the ceasefire period, we were able to bring in aid at scale. The targets were 4,200 trucks a week. We were the backbone of the humanitarian response, bringing in food, non-food items at scale and distributing them efficiently, quickly, equitably to the public, to the people, because we enjoy huge trust. We have well-established capacity. We have the know-how. We have the ability to do this. But since the enactment of this legislation at the end of January, which basically means a no-contact policy between the Israeli authorities and UNRWA, it has hampered us because we are no longer able to bring in our supplies. We, as international staff, are no longer allowed to go in to Gaza. But our staff are still there, you know, so the capacity remains. We have 12,000 staff who have turned up every day throughout the last 2 years. They are, you know, ready to resume delivery of aid at scale, provided that we can bring our supplies in.
So how have you been able to get aid in, rather, since the end of January? Has it been very complex?
It's been challenging because of this legislation, we have to remove all trace of UNRWA branding from all of our supplies. And, you know, these were procured maybe a year ago before the legislation even existed because of the whole pipeline, you know, mechanism. So we have to debrand, re-kit, repackage everything. And then also UNRWA are not allowed ourselves to bring the supplies in, we have to rely on other partners to do that. Now, partners have been, you know, stepping up because this supply chain is critically needed. UNRWA has more than half of the UN supplies that are waiting outside to get into Gaza are UNRWA. You know, we have food for 3 months. We have NFIs and shelter items to cater to 1.3 million people. So we really have a massive role to play. We just need to be allowed to play it.
So you're still banned. That legislation is still in place. Is there any sign of it being lifted?
We've no indications. Of course, we are continuing to advocate at the highest level. But of course, this is up to the Israeli authorities and those that are supporting them.
And is that why you're here? I introduced you as deputy director in Gaza, but you're here in Dublin. You left earlier this year and can't get back in.
Correct. So I had to leave at the end of March. And since then, I've been unable to return. We still hope we can return. We are ready to return. But our staff, as I said, 12,000 staff are there anyway, delivering education, health, all the services that you mentioned at the beginning. And we are ready to continue to do that. But of course, we need to enter our supplies. We need to rehabilitate our installations that so many of them have been damaged as a result of this war. And we need to, you know, restore health centres, schools, which are now full of thousands, tens of thousands of IDPs. We need to try and repair them, decongest them and try and resume learning activities for the children who've missed 2 years of education.
Well, exactly. And I want to talk to you about that because, as we know, well, there's a ceasefire in place somewhat. It broke down over the weekend. Was an UNRWA school building hit during the weekend?
That's right. There was a strike on one of our schools in Nusarat in the middle area. And look, this is one of many. Each one is an atrocity. Each one is unacceptable. And we call for a full, impartial, independent investigation. We call for accountability for each one of these. But over 300 of our installations have been hit during this bloody war. And, you know, many, many people, children, women, older people have been killed, injured, including our staff.
Yeah. Has school resumed for some children?
So what we're doing as part of this ceasefire is to try and make some spaces available in some of these schools to provide face-to-face learning, because, of course, that's critical for children, especially younger children. So we try to give them an hour a day. The numbers before during the last ceasefire reached about 60,000 a day. It dwindled because of all that happened in between, and we're now down at around 10,000. But we're now looking to try and scale up again. Children want routine. Children want education. Mm-hmm. Children want structure. So we have to try and work hard to do that. In addition, we are also now just commenced online learning for the children. Obviously, you can appreciate it's not ideal. It's never perfect, but we knew and we learned through COVID times that it can work. And so now up to 300,000 children will register with us for online learning.
And is that as a result of the latest political talks and the ceasefire, or was that already in train?
We would do this anyway. Hmm. This is our mandate. You know, this is what UNRWA has been doing there for 70 years.
For 2 years of war, obviously.
And for 2 years of war, it's been had a massive impact. I mean, you can't say otherwise. So, but nevertheless, you know, we have to keep trying. We have a mandate to implement. We have staff who are willing to turn up, even though they themselves have lost everything throughout this war. They've lost family, relatives, possessions, houses, accommodation. But they turn up to work every day, and we have to support them to do that.
What are your thoughts on where we are at now with regard to the ceasefire?
As you said, it's fragile. It's very hard to know what way it will go. But what we know is that we have a population that is exhausted, that is completely traumatized, that has experienced bombardment, devastation, hunger, so much loss. And 1 million children are going to be, I won't say irreparably, but seriously harmed psychologically, even physically, the highest number of amputees in a child population anywhere in the world. You know, how do we get back from this? But UNRWA is central to this. UNRWA is the largest agency providing services to Palestinians. No other UN agency can replace, you know, an organization with 12,000 staff that is providing public-like services. So we have to be allowed to do our job.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. John White, Deputy Director of UNRWA in Gaza. It's 8:48.